On this episode of Keeping It Real, happy Friday, my little crystals. It's a great day to be alive. We are walking, we are talking, we are breathing. And if you're lucky enough, you have hot water. Happy Friday. We made it through the week. I just got out of a session and it was a little dense, not gonna lie, a little heavy. Not in a bad way, more in a way of like, I felt like I was helping my client the best that I could, but still I felt incomplete. And this was someone new, and not new in the sense of I have connected for this individual before. It's just been some time. It's probably been 4 years, 5 years since we've last connected. And when we got into our session, I've been really transparent with all my clients that I don't want to do any BS. I really want to help you. Like, where are you at? What do you feel like you need? And let's see what we can do. And speaking with this individual, I felt a male spirit step forward, and it was on her dad's side, something about her grandfather, just kind of making sure she spends time with him because they're in the same state. And I shared that with her. But other than that, I really wasn't picking up on a lot of energy. And so I shared with her what I do with ECF and how I help individuals connect themselves to their loved ones, even to their guides, and if it's something that she would want to do. And so she trusted me. Thank you for trusting me. And we started to integrate her spirit. And when I start doing ECF, and ECF is energy connection to frequency, something I created where it allows my clients to be able to feel it, experience it themselves, I always prep them to have fun with it, to make it up. And as soon as you kind of start creating this visual, I'll guide you in it. And slowly but surely, your pineal gland will open and you kind of just let go. And so she did really well. We walked in her hallway, she was able to do. We get to the door and really took our time because she was seeing it from a point of view where she was almost like watching a character do this rather than it actually being her. And so we kind of settled into it. And again, this is her first time ever connecting or trying to connect herself. And I think that even for me, I jump into different perspectives, whether it be first person, second person, third person. It sometimes is like that when you start to ascend and connect to different conscious levels. And so I was just kind of coaching and helping her get adjusted into the frequency. And when we went in to her safe place, when we called on her younger child, we had three separate young children step forward. And this has happened to me a few times. It's pretty rare when we call on our younger selves to have a few versions show up. And I'm starting to recognize it's lives or consciousness that we have disassociated from to protect our child self. And so seeing this, I felt overwhelmed for her. She definitely felt overwhelmed. I brought her back to her body. And she did 24 minutes, which was incredible, because normally people could sit with themselves for less than five, not even 10 minutes. And so when we got out, we kind of just were talking about what came up. And because these are different broken up lifelines within her consciousness, I still need to integrate every single piece of her so that she can go into these different dimensions. And I didn't want to worry her because this is nothing to worry. I think at the end of the day, it's human. I think it was a way for her and her child self, her younger selves, to not only protect her younger self, but to love herself. And whatever the fucked up way she had to do it, she did it. And unfortunately, right now, as an adult, it's her responsibility to start really processing these different timelines so that they can merge into her life now. And instead of being a point to look back and have grief or frustration or anger or hate, is to really look at it and understand, I want to give the love to that little girl that she never had it. And I want to let her know that she's never going to be abandoned again if she comes back to me. And when she comes back to me, we're going to grow and expand on what happened to us in the past to really help us continue to move through, because there's no such thing as coincidences, and you need to have this happen to you so that it wouldn't happen to anyone else, or for you to actually do your soul mission, your purpose. Anyway, whatever the case may be, I ended up taking my time, and we're going to set up another session to go in again. And I'll say, I feel like I failed her. And even though I know I didn't, I always want my client leaving elevated. I always want them feeling some form of accomplishment, some form of breakthrough. And today, I felt a little lackluster with myself because I felt like I wasn't able to give her everything she wanted in one lump sum. And I'm learning that that's just not life. Rome's not built in a day. And it's okay to take our time to get things done properly with God-light intention. I'm just really hard on myself, and I know what happened today was meant to be and how it came out, even with showing whatever trauma happened at 3, which she actually shared with me. And I don't want to put out all of her stuff. I'm not here to exploit anybody. I'm just here to share my own frustrations and showing that I'm human too. And even sometimes when I feel like I'm showing up giving my all, it doesn't feel like I did it. And I did. I got to put my own baseball bat down and stop beating myself up, because I was shown from her trauma at 3, she hasn't ever been really able to trust anyone. And she built all these barriers to protect her younger self, her love. And so when she's even asking about her relationship with her sister or her relationship with her man right now, all this different energy, no matter what her spirit guides are telling me, it's not going to do her any good because she doesn't trust herself. So if she can't trust herself, no matter what God, Jesus, Buddha, her guides, my guides want to share with her, she's not going to be able to trust another individual, whether that be a person, place, thing. If you can't trust yourself, you're not going to be able to trust outside of you. We are all bodies of light. We reflect internally. Whatever we're feeling internally shows up from us outside in the external. So right off the rip, as much as I want to share with her with what's coming up from spirit, again, how is that going to be a benefit when she doesn't even know how to start trusting herself? And I find it funny because I think a lot of people think at that point they have to change their whole life and they have to have these new routines and they have to get these candles and do these blessings and do these cleansings and these all these hodgepodge things. And at the end of the day, it has nothing to do with that other than being able to sit with yourself and process hard shit. If you're able to go sit with it, process it, see it for what it is, and now as your conscious love, body, mind, spirit, seeing it in that perspective to shed light on it, that's when you're able to move through the energy so it's no longer keeping you captive. And you're probably like, wait, what? TE, that's it? Yeah! You gotta feel it to heal it. And there's no such thing as full completion of being healed. I think we're constantly growing, we're constantly expanding, we're constantly getting torn up and hit and beaten from the left and right, and then we pick ourselves back up, and then we ice, and then we heal. There's no such thing as full completion of being quote-unquote healed. It's just allowing yourself to feel the things that come up and organically letting them start to heal by acknowledging them, embracing them, accepting it, and then turning that negative energy or that trauma as a source of power for you to empower yourself to know, oh my goodness, all of this happened to me. All of this is here for me to be at my full potential. What did I learn from this? What did I not want to do? Maybe if there was something happening to you as a child, obviously it's not your responsibility for what happened. But as an adult, it is you have to hold yourself accountable to start processing that trauma, those memories. The minute you do and you restore all of this darkness to light, That's when you are able to start living and operating with God. And God is no man. If anything, if we were to give it a personification or to give it an identity, I would want to say female because it's a creator energy, right? The feminine energy is more the creator, the nurturer, the patient, the love. It's not a guy. Think of God as the biggest frequency that's holding everything together. It's the biggest battery, and all of us operate from this one program. So if we're all operating from this one program, that means we can all tap into it. We are just not aware of how to do it or know that it exists, because you're not going to see it with the naked eye. But I'll say this. You don't see things already in the 3D perspective. Even us living in the 3D, our eyes only see in the 2D. You know germs exist, but they ain't there. That's the same thing with the big battery. It holds us all. It's the one program that we get all our information from. All we need to do is elevate not only our emotions, but our thoughts. The minute you do, and now you're in that consciousness, you're allowed spirit to come through. You're allowed higher perspective to start seeing things clearly, to start moving in a way that you never moved before. You're going to be quantum leaping. If anyone doesn't know what quantum leaping is, it's literally jumping from one life to your wantings within a snap of a finger. Let me take a step back too. When I talk about what density is, dense energy is negative energy. It's the demonic energies. It's the low vibrations, whether that even be jealousy, hatred. It could even be sadness. It can be isolation. It's all the bills, finances. It's the stressors. Thinking of the theme today of feeling incomplete, I think all of us collectively as humans feel incomplete when we go into something new, because anytime we start something new, it's going to feel uncomfortable. It's not going to feel natural because it's out of the norm for your system. So even for me, I'm the type that likes to get things done. I'm a mile a minute. I put my mind to it. Let's do it. And I think today was a big reminder, my guides, God showing me that what works for me is not going to work for everybody else. And I'm being reminded to really go at the pace of my clients. Everyone, even you listening, you are on your own mission, your own quest. The way how I connect is going to be different for you. What works for TE doesn't work for everyone. That's why I really do love energy connection to frequency, because it really allows me to start to see how your spirit operates with the cosmos, with the universe, with God. A lot of my clients don't even know they're connected to God because they think they have to pray or you have to be part of a church. And it's not about that. It's about you being true to yourself. When you live in truth, that's you living in God light. That's what God consciousness is. It's not asking outside of you, feeling like you need validation outside. It's you really trusting what's inside of you. It's you trusting that inner voice, that heart of yours. And if you do that, God always leads the way. The cosmos, universe, your guides, your angels will have the clearest path for you to walk through without any density. And let me say this. When you really start to trust that inner voice in your heart, you now are in flow with your mind, your body, your spirit, and it's the same code as the universe is vibrating at, the consciousness of love. All that comes in your life is now vibrations of love. Match the frequency to then feel the frequency to be the frequency. Woo! I feel so much better just talking that out and getting that off my chest. It's not that I didn't enjoy today. I love every single day just because I'm alive. It's more, sometimes I'm just impatient and want everything to get done and have the results of what I see in my mind. But they're going to be happening, not even but, and it's going to happen. It's just meeting the person where they're at so that they can understand it to then be able to experience it. So shout out to my client today for trying ECF. And thank you for trusting me to take my time with you going through this in a way where we're not going to rush it. I really, really respect you. And good things are coming, my dear. When in doubt, don't forget to crystal it out. Anyone that does want to try an ECF, go book one today. I got a bunch of apparel up there as well. Go get yourself a hoodie. Go get yourself a tote. www.thomasedwardenergy.com. I need some more ratings too. Don't forget to rate this. Comment down below. You could even send in a voice memo about anything you want me to shred about. And I'll say this, the voice memos are only about a minute long. So if you want to send in a few, just heads up, you get 59 minutes to say your piece. And if you want to share more, you're just going to have to send another memo. And it's been great. I've gotten a few in and I've been trickling them across the episodes. So thank you, my little crystals and my listeners, for interacting. It really gets me excited to show up for the podcast. And it always is so fascinating hearing from you. I'm like, oh my God, there's my girl. There's my boy. It's really comforting. Anyway, I need to go take Winnie for a W-A-L-K. I don't even want to say it because then she'll get crazy. When in doubt, don't forget to crystal it out. Make it a great Friday. Have a great weekend. Go take yourself out somewhere. And just know that you are loved. Know what God does for others, he does for you, she does for you. And yeah. Another one. When in doubt, don't forget to crystal it out. Make it a great day.